Met Gala, celebrities flaunting left-wing political statements torched as an out-of-touch clown show. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 14, 2021. Journalist Chrissy Clark led the social media mockery of the 2021 Met Gala, calling it an out-of-touch clown show after photos surfaced of attendees clad in clothing boasting left-wing political statements from Peg the Patriarchy to In Gay We Trust. Photos of Representative Carolyn Maloney, DNY, failed Olympics soccer player and anti-American protester Megan Rapinoe, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and model Cara Delevingne went viral on Monday. In each photo, the attendees were seen wearing outfits that featured social justice, climate change, and other leftist political statements. Rep. Maloney wore a dress that included large wings, which read, "Equal Rights for Women." The congresswoman was also seen holding a tambourine with the words ERAS, in reference to the passing of the Equal Rights Amendment. Rapinoe was spotted wearing a red suit with a blue shirt covered in white stars, and carrying a clutch adorned with the words, "In Gay We Trust." Meanwhile, Rep. Ocasio-Cortez showed up to the $35,000 per ticket event wearing an ultra-fancy white designer dress with the words "Tax the Rich" emblazoned across the back. As for Delevingne, the model, who has an estimated net worth of $28 million, was seen wearing white pants with a matching tank top featuring the words, "Peg the Patriarchy" on the front. "I'm pretty sure Cara Delevingne's family is the patriarchy," commented one Twitter user. The Twitter user further pointed out that the model's godfather is Condé Nast executive Nicholas Coleridge. Her maternal grandfather was publishing executive and English Heritage chairman Sir Jocelyn Stevens, and her paternal great-grandfather was British politician Thomas Hamar Greenwood, 1st Viscount Greenwood. Schitt's Creek star Dan Levy's outfit featured globe-inspired pants and puffy shoulder and arm pads, as well as two silhouetted men kissing on the front of his shirt, which the actor says is a comment on the LGBTQ community. Levy said on Instagram that his Met Gala outfit serves as a tribute to American multimedia artist and LGBTQ activist David Voinovich, who died from AIDS in 1992 at the age of 37. The actor added that his design team was inspired by one of Voinovich's pieces, titled, "Fuck You Faggot Fucker." Jonathan and the design team built upon an image of two men kissing from Wojnarowicz's sick work, "Fuck You Faggot Fucker," named after a homophobic cartoon the artist had come across, Levy explained of his bizarre outfit. "But rather than feed on the message of hate, we wanted to celebrate queer love and visibility, acknowledging how hard artists like Wojnarowicz sick had to fight, while also presenting the imagery in a way that offered a hopeful message," the actor added. Transgender YouTuber and makeup artist Nikki DeJager also used her Met Gaga outfit to make a pro-LGBTQ statement. The YouTuber's dress featured a ribbon, which read, "Pay it no mind," in reference to transgender rights Marsha P. Johnson, whose middle initial stood for "Pay it no mind," and who reportedly participated in the 1969 Stonewall riots. Other outfits spotted at the Met Gala, while not overtly political, were just as bizarre. Whoopi Goldberg was seen at the event wearing what appeared to be cleaning gloves and a long, purple dress possibly inspired by curtains. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.